Yeah, pretty well. It was yesterday before I shut it down. Still in the dark, south of Seattle, very close to Seattle actually, and it hasn't beaconed in over 11 hours, actually almost 12 hours. What else was I was going to say something else about, oh yeah, I went to windy.com and the winds are really slow in that area. I think 2 kilometers an hour or something, so it's probably going to hang around that area for a while.
Yeah, it just so happened I was looking at the monitor on the 420, and there was two operators there from Washington, and I told them there was a pink balloon going up over them, and God, they got all excited. They sent me their email and wanted to get connected to it. So I kind of thought that was neat. Like the same day, pick up two more adoptees, over.
Yeah, excellent. But some people, Emil, some people assume that these balloons are large. They may not understand that the word pico, I believe, is Spanish for small. Pico balloon, they're not that big. And even last night, how high was it? 5,000, 7,000 meters, whatever. It would be next to impossible to see, but I wonder if they had assumed that it was large. Did you explain the size of these things?
Yeah, they even said there were a group of operators there. They weren't a club, but just a group that are right into ham radio. They may be interested in getting involved as well, so to a point where they may be able to launch one themselves. So I told them the best way to do it is to follow these ones and get accustomed to what they do and all that sort of stuff, and yeah, it should be good.
Excellent. If they really want to, they'll see it on YouTube and learn what's needed to get these things up in the air. And even if there isn't enough information on YouTube, there's always emails to the right people. Sooner or later, they'll get in contact with the right people and get more balloons up in the air. I wonder if we'll come up with a slow scan TV from up there looking down on these pico balloons. If we could get the electronics small enough, light enough to get these things, or maybe get two balloons at the same time lifting. I think I've mentioned that to you. Over.
I actually got Adrian to send me the tracking device needed for my balloon, and I said, and maybe some solar panels. He says, well, since you're not going to launch and you're going to be taking it up and down, he said, you'd be better off just getting a small battery supply and to work the tracking device. So I'm looking forward to that to come in. Over.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, Emil. Since you're going to be pulling it back down again, using it over and over, yeah, solar panels wouldn't cut it. They're so small, battery supply would be better, some kind of a small battery. Gonna have to figure that out. I don't know what voltage you use, 5 volts, whatever. Well,
Yeah, I think most trackers are 5.9 volts, Henry. If they're 5.9 volts, so that'd be, if you take AAA batteries, that don't weigh that much. And like I said, we got 500 grams that one tank will lift, so even if it went to 400 grams, I'll still have enough for another lift, over.
VE7SLZ.
Yeah, and the power supply from batteries is more reliable than having a couple of solar panels for a short duration. If it's overcast or whatever, those solar panels wouldn't perform too well. It's not like you're sending doing laps around the world where solar panels is a must, not batteries. I think that's good advice. Batteries instead. How soon are you, any plans, sending it up, within the next few weeks or in the next month or so?
I gotta get a hold of, Adam and Bob, and see if they can decrypt my chirp program for the portable, and then after that, just a matter of getting the helium and sending it up. That's my next move there today. Just to get a hold of Adam and Bob and see if they can declassify my chirp for the download.
And then you'll be ready to up and away. Who sang that? The Fifth Dimension? Yeah, that was a good tune. That's from way back. Anyway, I'm going to get back to my Java. Haven't finished it yet. Yeah, still got a little bit in the cup. So, and wonder what I'm going to do for the rest of the day on a Saturday. Rainy and a little bit cooler compared to yesterday. Overcast, a little dreary, but, you know, I still like these temperatures compared to what we had in the winter. So this is good.
Yeah, we got 0 degrees here in Halifax, and it's drizzly. Not a good day to work in the garden, that's for sure. So I'll concentrate on my work indoors, I guess. So, okay, Henry, 7-3. I've got to put another log in the stove and maybe grab some breakfast. One echo for Pop Portable, clear with VA3HRY and a multitude of listeners. We're standing by.
Yeah, okay, Emil. Oh, Emil, before you go, I forgot to tell you, yesterday when I went for my walk, I got an email to connect to Raymond, and we spoke for about a half hour while I was sitting in the park on the ground in a shady spot under a tree because it was warm yesterday, and played radio for a good half hour under there. It was nice. That's what the hobby's about, you know. VE1EP, VA3HY. Good talking to you. Thanks for giving me a shout.
Yeah, I must confess. He found me on Mutual 89, and I think we chatted almost for an hour. But anyway, yeah, that's what it's all about. Keeping in touch and being there for them and that sort of stuff. 7-3, 1 echo, Papa Portable, clear.